This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with both Bennett Hirsch and David Landay of Charlie's Table, a company that specializes in delicious gluten-free and kosher pasta. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
And with great pleasure to have you both. Thanks for your time. So for starters, Mr. Hirsch, if you would, why is a gluten-free diet important for some individuals?
Well, there are a number of people that must eat gluten-free. It's actually estimated that 6 to 8% of the entire population has to eat this way. And that includes people who both have celiac disease or are gluten sensitive. So someone with celiac disease has an immune reaction to eating gluten. So that means that gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. And if you have celiac disease, eating gluten triggers an immune response in your small intestine. Over time, the immune reaction to eating gluten creates an inflammatory change that damages the small intestine's lining, leading to medical complication, also prevents absorption of some nutrients. Individuals who are gluten sensitive have symptoms when they're eating gluten similar to those with celiac disease, including abdominal pain, anemia, anxiety, diarrhea, fatigue, and a whole host of other issues. It is important to recognize that gluten intolerance and celiac disease are different. People with celiac disease have an autoimmune response to gluten. That means their bodies are trying to fight off gluten as if it were a virus. Now, interestingly, in addition to the 6 to 8% of the population that must eat gluten-free, over 30% of Americans either prefer or have to eat gluten-free. If you look at Europe, which has had much more focus about gluten-free diets for many years, over 60% of Europeans would prefer to eat gluten-free.
Quite interesting and a great place to lead things off here today. Some good information and appreciative, Mr. Hirsch. Now, Mr. Landay, if you would, why was Charlie's Table gluten-free pasta created? I'm sure there's some motivation and inspiration behind that.
Well, it all started with Daniele Cusera, who has a restaurant in the theater district. And Daniele was born in Italy, has memories of his grandmother cooking pasta on a wood-burning stove. And became gluten sensitive and couldn't imagine living without pasta. So he got together with his chef and they literally spent a year and a half trying to create a gluten-free pasta that would be indistinguishable from pasta with semolina in it. And when one day a sophisticated customer sent his food back saying, "This can't be gluten-free, it's too good," they knew they'd done it. And then segue to a bit later, a mutual friend of ours had been hospitalized and with cancer that he would be there for quite a while. We created a care team of caregivers, including Daniele and myself. And we both left the hospital one day getting on our bicycles to go across Manhattan. And Daniele told me about this and then said, "And now I want to get it out to help a lot of people." He didn't say to make a lot of money, anything like that. It was to help a lot of people, which is my sweet spot. And my response was, "Daniele, I start things." Eric, I don't know if you go to the theater, but you might be familiar with Broadway Cares. I was one of the founders, just one of the things that I've been involved in starting. And it was like, okay, we can help people. Let's do it. And that's what led to Charlie's Table and to our sister nonprofit, Charlie's Table Oasis, which gives people guides about 24 different guides about all aspects of living gluten-free for the person involved and for friends and family who also get a better understanding of the situation.
Well, this is awesome. And your vivid picture, that was well described. And I can certainly appreciate that. And the fact that you're trying to help people and not gain monetarily, that is a huge bonus right there for sure. How does this pasta make it easier for a host to be inclusive with meals?
I'm smiling, Eric, as you asked me this question, because not only is pasta one of the most favorite dishes throughout the world, But what makes pasta really unique is it is really designed to be served around the table to everyone. I think many of us have vivid memories growing up of some of the most fun times with family and friends, especially now thinking about the holiday season. The big bowl of pasta in the middle of the table and everyone, you know, just enjoying it together and sliding it back and forth. And, you know, that's something that resonates with all of us. You know, unfortunately, though, when a host is bringing a group of people together and wants to serve pasta, and they have both people that, you know, must eat gluten-free, prefer to eat it gluten-free, and people that'll eat anything, it's a challenge today. Because what happens is generally one of two things. In one scenario, the host will prepare traditional semolina wheat-based flour pasta for a group of people, and then separately prepare a off-the-shelf gluten-free pasta. And, you know, in doing so, there's a lot of stress. You know, you've got to deal with cross-contamination and other issues. David alluded to it a little earlier about the development of our guides to make sure that people safely are able to serve gluten-free food to people. So that's a problem. Charlie's Table eliminates that because Charlie's Table is fresh restaurant grade pasta that also happens to be gluten free. So not only will all the guests have a great time enjoying the pasta, but they'll do so safely and the host will dramatically reduce their stress level because they know that they've addressed all that our customer needs from having a great tasting product and safely serving it to all of their guests. And so that's why we proudly say that everyone is welcome to Charlie's Table.
Certainly appreciate the feedback and all the information and the creation of Charlie's Table. This is fantastic today. We're speaking with both Bennett Hirsch and David Landay of Charlie's Table, a company that specializes in delicious gluten-free and kosher pasta here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, tell me, what makes a good gluten-free pasta?
Why don't I kind of segue into this one from my last set of comments about, you know, pasta is really to be served with the family and friends, you know, on the table. A great gluten-free pasta should have all of the same characteristics as a great semolina-based flour pasta. So what does that mean? Well, it should be fresh. You know, as consumers, we all love to eat fresh items. We don't necessarily have the time to make everything fresh, but given the choice, we'd always prefer to eat fresh. The pasta's got to look appealing. We eat with our eyes. You know, you go to your favorite restaurant, you order a pasta dish, and you love a fresh pasta. I mean, it's something that you can't buy in the dry shelf of the supermarket. It obviously has to have a great taste and texture. As Daniele Cucera from Et Cetera, Et Cetera restaurant always tells us in describing a great pasta, it should be a blank canvas that serves as a background to enhance the sauce that it's served with. It needs to hold the sauce. And it needs to be fast cooking. Charlie's Table fresh pasta, 3 minutes from the time you put it into the boiling water until you serve it. Imagine families coming home from work, the kids, you know, waiting to eat impatiently, and only takes 3 minutes to make our pasta. So Charlie's Table pasta set out to become indistinguishable in taste and texture from fresh semolina pasta that's made daily at the country's great Italian restaurants. But it's not just the ingredients. We also make our pasta using the old school Italian equipment. And we use specifically bronze cut dyes, which create a grittier surface to the pasta, greatly enhancing the sauce's ability to adhere to the pasta. I mean, just think for a second, you know, you have a plate of spaghetti at home, and after you're done with it, sometimes there's a lot of sauce sitting on the bottom of the plate. And the reason for that is that most manufacturers use a Teflon dye, very smooth dye, so that the pasta shoots through the equipment very quickly. It's very quick, but it doesn't give you the texture and the grittiness you want to hold the sauce. So there should be no difference in the appeal, the taste, and the texture of gluten-free pasta versus traditional wheat pasta. And that's what Charlie's Table is all about creating for its guests.
Once again, explained very, very well, and you are right about the look of our food we eat through our eyes. That is very, very well stated. Tell me, what tips would you give to someone who needs to find a safe gluten-free restaurant?
I don't have a short answer to that question. If you take a look at charliestableoasis.org, where our guides reside, and you'll see a guide about restaurants. Well, if a restaurant is dedicated gluten-free, it's a lot easier just asking if they are. But if they're not, then there are a whole series of questions, and it really depends on what the person really cares about at the given time. Because the questions realistically go everywhere from purchasing and how they make sure that their ingredients are gluten-free, through receipt, through storage, back of house, front of house. There's just a whole batch of questions that really should be asked before going to a restaurant to be sure that you're safe. And rather than getting into them, as always, I say, if you just check on the guides, they're all listed right there.
Yeah, let me amplify that, Eric, a little bit. We conducted a research study last year with over 700 readers of Gluten-Free and More magazine. Gluten-Free and More is the largest gluten-free media company in the U.S., and we asked a whole series of questions about going out to eat for members of the gluten-free community. And we were shocked, to put it mildly, to see that 80% of gluten-free consumers have safety concerns when they go out to eat. So, you know, based on that, and following up David's comments about the guides, we actually took it one step further in terms of trying to help that community. Let me turn it back to David for a second to talk about our gluten-free safety program for restaurants.
So what Bennett's talking about is we created a program. We first checked and found how few restaurants are certified to be gluten-free. So we created a program that noticed that one of the main reasons why they don't get certification is because it's so expensive. And America really lives on the honor system. When you think about it, that's how our society functions. So we created a program for restaurants that starts with purchasing, goes through the other areas I mentioned. They're all very simple. They don't cost a restaurant a dime to do it safely. It's just they have to think about what they're doing and do it the right way. And if they agree to all that, they then get to use our emblem saying that they are doing these things for their restaurant. And they also know that while it's an honor system, they'd be legally liable if they tell people they're doing these things and they're not. And we make them aware of that. So there is some bite to make sure that restaurants do what they're saying when they join our program.
Well, we certainly can't thank you enough for what you're doing through Charlie's Table. I think this is phenomenal, and I am certainly excited about what you're offering as well. So thank you so much for joining us to introduce it to our audience. Tell us, hit that website where listeners can get all the full details on Charlie's Table.
So it's very simple. Your listeners can go to charliestable.com. That's charliestable.com, spelled Charlies table, table.com. And as a thank you to your listeners and their friends and family, especially those that might need to eat gluten-free and haven't enjoyed great pasta in a while, we'd love to offer your viewers a special 25% discount of Eric25, that's Eric25, and your viewers will get them and their friends will get discounts on our product for the next 3 months as a little thank you for them listening to David and myself today.
Hey guys, I really do appreciate the gesture there. That is much appreciated on behalf of our listening audience. Again, folks, it is charliestable.com, and for that discount, use the code Eric, Eric25. David and Bennett, thanks for joining us here today on the program. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Good to be with you. Happy New Year.
And you both as well, and a happy 2023. We've been speaking with Bennett Hirsch and David Landay of Charlie's Table, a company that specializes in delicious gluten-free and kosher pasta. And once again, for all the details, visit charliestable.com. And again, for that 25% discount that's extended for 3 months, use the code ERIC, ERIC25. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.